This is WWE Hall of Famer, The Think, Howard Finkel, and you're listening to the Nerd Coalition.
Welcome to
No Gimmicks Needed!
Yes! 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 Yes!
If you can survive, if I let you.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man! Woo!
The kids do dig that sucker!
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Yeah, I hear you, CM Punk. Welcome back to the No Gimmicks Needed Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Mr. A&E, and my co-host, the man, the myth, the reality, Q-Flow, Flow the Rookie.
What's going on, everybody? We are here.
We are here, and we are back to give you guys another No Gimmicks Needed Podcast. It's been a while since we actually did a podcast on wrestling. In a while. I think the last one that we did, we was looking at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there may have been one after that, but you know, wrestling.
Oh yeah, we did do one after that. We was talking about how shitty Raw was.
Exactly. So you know, but now we're trying to get back into the swing of things. But I'm gonna give y'all guys the whole plan and the lead out real quick after I pay the bills, and that is make sure you guys check out Spaces Philly, the production company we are a part of. Spaces Philly, who has shows of the Market Dark Show, which is a weekly show, and Both Sides. However, there will be big changes coming to Spaces Philly in 2019. A lot of podcasts are going to be removed, and a lot are going to be added. But for right now, you guys can check that stuff out. We're going to come back to give you guys a whole 2019 thing, you know, come that time right now. Also, make sure you guys check out our podcast on the website as well, the No Gimmicks Needed Wrestling Podcast, the Nerdgasm Talk Podcast, the New It Hip Podcast, Turntables, Hip Hop Culture, and Beyond, which just uploaded 2 episodes yesterday, I believe. Or should have.
I didn't get a notification.
You didn't get a notification for that yet? Well, then it should have. I will make sure today that those will come on so you got something to listen to later on today, because it's 2 episodes, 2 back-to-back ones, 2 90-minute ones, so you got time.
Oh, good. Use it for the draws.
Exactly.
Tomorrow.
Drunk Thoughts, Sober Tongues, and all the great stuff on there. You guys can also listen to us on all the podcast apps. Stitcher, if you have an Android, the podcast app, if you have an iPhone, Google Play, Speaker, SoundCloud, along with YouTube Premium. You guys have free signups going on right now, but you guys can pay as low as $7.99 a month for YouTube Premium if you guys want to listen to us on YouTube, because these podcasts will be uploaded every weekend on the YouTube channel, which will be some big changes coming to that as well. So make sure you guys stay tuned for all the big changes coming to Nerd Coalition and Spaces Philly, all that great stuff that's coming up in the year 2019. Now, back to wrestling real quick. So, we know that we had that shitty Raw a couple weeks ago. And I had said, I'm done reviewing Raw and SmackDown for the rest of the year. Because I would
say, yep.
That's how pissed it has made me. And for the past 2 weeks, I have missed both Raw and both SmackDown. I have not reviewed them. And so, of course, we're coming into the build of the final pay-per-view of the calendar year, TLC. So I am not up to date on all the storylines like I probably should have should be. But looking at this card that's going on right here, I have a lot of issues going on with that. And we're going to go over this whole TLC card. We're going to go over our predictions of what's going to happen. I will do a TLC review for that. And I think the last Raw and the last SmackDown of the calendar year, I may give a review on. Depending on how I'm feeling, depending on how this show goes, to be honest with you. Because, honestly, WWE has really just... You know, there's a lot of things I can be doing around the Christmas holiday right now. Being with my family, getting things together, then watching wrestling right now. Coming from a huge wrestling fan right now. I've gotten so much stuff done. It's been less stressed. I ain't got to watch it and try to do a review, edit it, put it all up. No, because I got to put in effort to do all that, and WWE doesn't. So, but right now we're going into TLC. And I'm looking at a 12-match TLC card. And off the back, I am never been a, like I said, I'm never a fan of these gimmick pay-per-views. I've never been a fan. The only TLC I was like a fan of was the first one because it was something different. But having gimmick shows, this Hell in a Cell, Elimination Chamber, I'm not for it. And this card shows you why, especially when there are, it shouldn't be this much matches on a B show card. It really shouldn't.
Right.
So a lot of these matches are getting, I'm looking at about four of them that can get the pre-show. I don't know which one's going to get the pre-show just yet, but I'm going to go over all of them, and I'm going to go over the ones first that I think is going to be on the pre-show. So, to start off with, we got, I don't even know why this is a thing. The Fabulous Truth, R-Truth and Carmella versus Mahalisha, Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox, the Mixed Match Challenge Finals. Each member of the winning team will be the 30th entry of their respective Royal Rumble matches at the Royal Rumble. Hold on. Stop. How did we get to this? The last time
it's so many injuries and replacements.
The last time I checked, AJ Styles and Charlotte was the ones I thought that won the whole thing, and they got 30. AJ was out, so I thought it was Jeff Hardy.
Nah, they lost. It's been so many injuries, and they kept changing teams up.
You mean tell me Jeff Hardy and Charlotte lost?
Yeah.
To who?
I don't remember.
This is the shit I'm talking about, because now the whole mixed match thing has, I'm like, you know what? I kind of would just like it if it was one and done. Because this whole Red Robin or Rob Robin theme that they're doing with it now is confusing the fuck out of me. So you mean to tell me, in Phoenix, when the Royal Rumble is making history, the first time it is outside, my number 30 is either going to be R-Truth or Jinder Mahal? Yep. And you mean to tell me when we're at Phoenix making history outside, my number 30 is going to be Carmella or Alicia Fox?
Yep.
And this is why I haven't gone back to watch wrestling after that shitty Raw. This makes absolutely no sense at all. Do you know what? They should, if all these injuries happen, they should just stop the Mixed Match Challenge. It really should. And according by these stipulations here, I'm like, this makes no fucking sense. So I'm guessing I'm going to give it to Mahalisha, because why would they put R-Truth as number 30? Why would they do... This is not 2011 R-Truth. Why would they put R-Truth at number 30?
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think?
It's like picking lesser of two evils. It's like
it's like,
we lose either way.
Do I want shit or do I want diarrhea? I guess I go with the solid. come on. Okay, you know what? The less time I spend on this, because there's a lot of other shit I gotta get to. Then we have another pre-show match, which should be a pre. First of all, I heard that Finn Balor is sick.
Yeah.
So
he said he'll be ready for the pay-per-view though.
Okay, so Buddy Murphy versus Cedric Alexander for the Cruiserweight Championship. Now, I did go back and see that awesome match between Leo Rush and Cedric Alexander on 205 Live. That was good. Yeah. That was good. Cedric going that one. I don't know if that was a number one contenders match or not, but Cedric finds himself back for a rematch against Buddy Murphy. So, the Cruiserweights did great on Survivor Series, Mustafa Ali and Buddy Murphy, and it looks like they're integrating the Cruiserweights a lot more with the WWE Superstars, which I like. So
that was dope, yep.
I'm thinking this may stay on the main show, but I had, from what I've seen so far, I have Buddy Murphy retaining. What about you?
I got Buddy Murphy retaining too. Yeah. I don't want him losing the title unless it's to Ali. Unless Tuesday was a call up, I don't want nobody else to have the title but Mustafa Ali.
I agree with you on that one. I'm right there with you on that one.
Like all these new cruiserweights coming out of nowhere, I don't want Mike Kanellis having a title.
Oh hell no.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want nobody else touching that belt but Mustafa Ali.
And, you know, that's a good prediction.
Because now they're doing to him what they did to Cedric. It's like, yeah. Y'all should have been gave him the title, and y'all taking all day to do it. So now it's just, I'm feeling the same way about Mustafa Ali now.
Okay. Now we have a triple threat tag team match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
Match of the night.
Another match that could have been a ladder match. Just saying.
Right.
See, with TLC,
we've done it already.
With TLC, this is what they do. It's supposed to be a TLC match, a ladder, a table, and a chairs match, all on the card. How does this match not get a ladder match?
How does this not? This is New Age Hardy, Edge and Christian Dudley boys. Like,
seriously.
And they do good work. They can take these bumps. This could have been a TLC match.
But no, because don't worry. We had to say the match first. We had to say the ladder match. Something else way more better than this. Oh, I can't wait. So, the Big Show left the bar. They had this rap battle with Ice Shami on SmackDown. Did not see the rap battle, but I know you had to probably check it out. How was this rap battle?
My phone. I wanted to listen. I was at work during SmackDown. I wanted to listen to it, and my phone cuts off as soon as the Usos started.
That's salty.
And I missed the whole thing. I'm son of a bitch.
Somebody told me the Usos was the only one that spit fire in this one.
Yeah, because they were actually trying to. The Usos, they watch battle rap. I know for a fact they watch battle rap.
Uh-huh.
So they were actually sticking with the format of battle rapping.
Uh-huh.
The bar was just rapping Ice Baby, but switched the lyrics.
Oh God!
Cause I
did see them in that Adidas warm up, and I'm trying to the rap battle that the New Day had with the Usos last year was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you add the bar to the mix here. I'm like, what's about to happen here? I don't know what's happening, but a brawl broke out. Then we got some triple threat match. This match is going to be good, but the problem is this match is not going to be as good as we want it to be because they're not going to give this team enough time. This is not a priority match. I'm looking at these matches. The match that's getting time is, you know, the Seth match, the Braun Strowman, the Daniel Bryan, the Ronda Rousey.
True.
And, you know, that's the match that's just going to get the time. This is going to be 10 minutes at max. If it goes over 9 minutes, I'm shocked.
It's going to be a good-ass 10 minutes, though.
It is. It's going to be a good 10 minutes for it to be, like, great and for it to be, like, you know, that match really, you know, meant something, stuff like that. You need to give my 15-plus minutes, but they're not going to do that. So it's going to be like a car crash clusterfuck as soon as we start the match off, which is unfortunate because these teams can all work. And like I said, them having that, they really could have had the ladder stipulation in this matchup, which would have, you know, made it all the better.
I agree.
But they didn't. So I got the Usos winning the titles back.
Yeah, you know who I got winning.
Exactly. I got the Usos winning the titles back because the New Day had it. Yeah, the Usos, because I think they're still going to do this Uso New Day thing. So I think the Usos get their title back. The Bar loses it here. I think the New Day takes the pin over the Bar. And I would think Xavier will probably take the pin.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay, but you know what? You know what is getting a fucking ladder match? Elias versus Bobby Lashley ladder match. Why is it a ladder match, people may ask? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because it's going to be a guitar suspended above the ring, and the first to retrieve it can use it as a weapon. Not that we got a ladder in there as a weapon anyway. Not that you can use a chair in a ladder match. Not that you can use steel studs. Not that you can use any weapon, but the guitar is the weapon you can use.
That's the end all be all.
That's the shit right there. Can anybody out there listening hear why this is stupid? This is as dumb as TLC from 2011, Triple H, listen to me, Q Flow, versus Kevin Nash in the year of our Lord 2011. Okay? I had to go there. On a sledgehammer hanging above the ring, and whoever used the sledgehammer could use it as a weapon. What the actual
fuck? God, it's like the remix to the Kendo Stick on a Pole match.
So if you're going to have an on the pole match, why do I need a ladder? Oh, because you got it's TLC, right? This is the shit I'm having a problem with. And not only that, you're putting the two most grounded superstars in the fucking ring with a ladder. Have you seen Bobby Lashley in a ladder match before?
Nope.
Okay, good. Because I'm going to tell you, look at this. I want you to go back and look at WrestleMania 22. Ladder match with Bobby Lashley.
Versus who?
Shelton Benjamin, Matt Hardy, Ric Flair, Finlay, and RVD. Money in the Bank match.
See, you had me for a moment till you said Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair did better in that match than Lashley did. Lashley was scared to climb the ladder.
Oh, God.
The highest Lashley made it was the second step. That's it.
Oh, God.
And this is when he was green, don't get me wrong, but even in Impact, he ain't touched no ladders. So now, he has to go against Elias, and Elias has to climb the ladder. What excitement are we going to get out of this matchup? Maybe Elias drops his, Macho Man style elbow, because he looks like him, from the top of the ladder. Yeah. But that's it.
That's it.
And why do you need a Qatar on the fucking pole with a... I don't get anything about this matchup. Why is this even happening? It should just be a regular one-off singles match. But you know what? I think Vince was in the back and said, you know what? I like the way that Leo Rush runs. So they probably want to see Leo Rush do shit off the ladder. Why?
That's what I was assuming.
This ain't about Leo Rush. If y'all want to see people do crazy shit off the ladder, give this ladder match to the tag teams. But no, you want to get this little fucker to go around there and climb the ladder like a little mosquito. Then you got this little, swole ass, almost
Urban youth.
Urban youth sitting there, who is just nothing but power, who can't climb the ladder in the first place, and if he does climb to the ladder, it ain't going to be to the very top to get the fucking guitar. So what is it? So is the match over at the guitar hits, or do you have to win by pinfall? Because that would be stupid.
I'm guessing it's pinfall.
That would be fucking stupid. You know what? Bobby Lashley wins his match. I don't know how. Because Leo Rush is probably going to get up on his shoulders or climb the ladder and get the guitar to give to Bobby to use on Elias. And if I swear, if they pin Elias in this matchup, I may lose my shit.
Oh, I guess you're going to lose your shit then.
Oh, good. Oh, because it's a pinfall?
I think it is a pinfall. I don't know. And, I didn't watch this segment on Raw to hear the rules of this, so.
But once again, because we're in TLC, we got to have a ladder match. So instead of giving it to matches that, count, Seth and Dean, I don't know, maybe Natalya.
Daniel Bryan and AJ?
Daniel Bryan and AJ, or I don't know, why don't Ronda and Nia Jax, so you don't have to make Nia Jax look weak? I don't know. The tag team, there's so many things you could do, but you know what? Fuck this. We got to go Elias and Bobby Lashley. Now, I'm going to move on from that because, once again, I don't want to give them my time. Next up, Finn Balor is going to take on Drew McIntyre in a singles matchup. Do we even have to go into the mechanics and the details of this?
No.
Because Drew McIntyre destroyed Dolph Ziggler on Monday, even though Dolph Ziggler got that fluke win on him the week before. I'm just like, well, there goes Dolph Ziggler. And I'm like, y'all could have had a way better breakup.
That's the only thing I could punch with is is Dolph Ziggler going to interfere and say, "All right, Balor, I don't owe you nothing" or something? I don't know. But I mean, we really ain't got it.
I'm just saying, Drew McIntyre's winning this matchup. I have Drew McIntyre winning, but I am disappointed that the breakup between him and Dolph was, it wasn't the greatest. I didn't like it that much.
It wasn't, it didn't happen how I thought it would.
Yeah, I'm like, well, they wasted that, so, well, there you have it. Coming up now in a tables match is Natalya versus Ruby Riott. Now, I appreciate the heel heat Ruby was trying to get. She has a Jim Neidhart pasted on a table.
On the table.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. They low-key sold the shit out this match for me.
Yeah.
For me. They low-key sold it. I'm like, all right. They going to fight.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, you know, she gave him that heel heat in there. So, I appreciate that. She says, when I put you to the table, you're going to be that much closer to your dad. I'm like, okay, Ruby. I'm feeling it. And I'm like, you know,
Ruby,
it sucks.
Yeah, she got him.
So, and I'm sucks at this match. That doesn't
work. Real quick sidebar. Did you see? It's this new female wrestler. I think she's with NXT UK. She looks like Ruby Riott if she wasn't evil.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'll send you a picture of her. That's just a little like she looks exactly like Ruby Riott if she was a sweetheart.
Yeah, I got a picture of her.
Like it's uncanny. I'll send it to you later. But okay. Let's go.
So this match that doesn't even warrant a tables match stipulation. Period. They gave it to him, built a story around it, and I'm like, okay, I kind of want to see how it's going to go. Who do you have winning this match? I kind of went and said all the ones I said first, but I'm going to start with you this time. Who wins the tables match between Natalya and Ruby Riott?
I got Ruby Riott winning. I don't know why. I just see her pulling it off. I see her pulling it off, and this starts up Natalya's heel turn that they were supposed to do, but her dad passed, so they put a hold on it.
Okay. I kind of want to do that as well, but however, it depends on what the rules are, because I do see Ruby Riott doing her senton from the top and missing and going through the table, but I think the rules are you got to be put through the table. I for some reason, usually when there are these table matches and somebody spray paints who's going through the table, in all of history, they've always lost that match because they're the ones who go through the table. So I have Ruby Riott losing and going through the Jim Neidhart table because the Dudley Boys had a match with X-Pac and Road Dogg back at, I think it was Judgment Day 2000, and they spray painted Tori on the table and they lost that matchup. They did eventually put Tori through the table, but they lost the matchup. Lay Cool spray painted I forgot what kind of table they had when they was facing Beth Phoenix and Natalya at
Wasn't it like a pink table?
Yeah, at TLC 2010.
I saw a clip of that.
And then Lay Cool, they both went through the table. And both women, as much, you know, together, the table still didn't break all the way. I'm just like, are y'all that light? So, I'm guessing. So, I have Ruby Riott, of course, pulling out the Jim Neidhart table. But Ruby Riott gets put through it like Natalya power bombs her off the top rope, or she gets knocked down off the top rope, falls to the outside. Because Ruby Riott, if you see her in the indies, like she could be a hardcore wrestler. She don't mind taking a bump.
Right.
So
did Jim Neidhart have like a elbow drop or something he would do? Because if he did, I could see Natalya paying homage and doing something like that.
You know, God rest his soul, Jim Neidhart really didn't have that kind of much of a move. So he's just a powerhouse. It was all about Brett.
Okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
He didn't have like an elbow. I mean, she could probably do an elbow drop or a splash or something like that, but it ain't really nothing, you know, that's going to, you know, like be like, oh, that's her dad's move. Like, no. Unless she had like a goatee and she pulled it. That's about it. So, yeah, I have Natalya winning. You got Ruby Riott winning. Going on to the Cheers match as I open this crisp ginger. Rey Mysterio versus Randy Orton. Now, this matchup, I've seen some of, you know, the backstory for this. Randy Orton has been a great heel. Randy Orton is one of my favorites. So is Rey Mysterio. Uh-huh. They have good chemistry. That they have had many battles over the illustrious careers both of them had. And I was wondering if they're going to make it a chair match. So chair matches aren't really that great. I think they're kind of stupid because why? If you can use a chair, am I not allowed to use another weapon? I'm not sure how that works, but still,
right?
There can be some creative things for a chair match. So with these two veterans in there, I can definitely say an RKO on an open chair. That'd be great. So
that's exactly what I was about to say.
So who do you have winning this matchup between Orton and Mysterio, and how long does the rivalry go on to?
I think the rivalry ends here. That's an easier question to answer. As far as who I got winning, I don't know. I feel like if Ray lose, I think Randy Orton could afford a loss. Like, I don't think it'll hurt his stock as much as it will hurt Rey Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say I'm gonna have Rey winning.
I got you.
Because Randy, you could pull a heel Randy Orton, you could pull a story out of anywhere with that. So
yeah. Since he defeated Jeff Hardy in the Hell in a Cell, so he that was successful for him. I'm thinking because you kind of do want to build up Rey Mysterio to this new audience, so I could probably see Rey Mysterio winning, but it won't be a clean win. I think Rey
Mysterio. It's a cheers match.
what I mean by that is like a roll up, like grab the tights type thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, type thing. So it wouldn't be a clean, decisive win where it's like, oh, Ray Orton got knocked out by a 619, he gets splashed, he got a clean victory, pinfall. I think it's going to be more of like a roll-up, crucifix-type pin type thing, or Ray Mysterio has a unique way of pinning Randy Orton with the chairs. I don't know. I just have Ray Mysterio getting his ass handed to him these past couple weeks, especially that
his mask ripped off. Yep.
Is that especially that slide out RKO to the bottom of the ring?
That was cool.
That was sick. So, but I'm gonna go with Rey Mysterio pulling out the victory here. So that's why I got Rey Mysterio. All right. So as we just cut through this card here, I'm trying to save the main event matches. So, but we're gonna go to why is this still happening? Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin in a TLC match. If Strowman wins, he will receive a Universal Championship match at the Royal Rumble, and Corbin will be stripped of his, managerial position. And if Corbin wins, he'll become a full-time general manager of Raw. So, honestly, I thought Braun Strowman was injured, and I think he was for a minute, but I guess
he was.
You can't keep a monster down because this is the match you want to come back and have after you have an injury. Corbin, this match is, why is this a TLC match?
Because people want to see Braun Strowman destroy this man.
But there's nothing these guys can do that's going to, like, other than Braun, really, like, this should honestly be a squash match. This should honestly
it's gonna be a
squash match.
It's going to be a nice... They're going to get too much time, and they're going to let Braun kick his ass. And I'm here for that.
It's fine. This should only get like about 10 minutes of ass kicking because really should be a squash because going through the, like, all you're going to do is go through tables, beat them up with chairs, throw ladders at them. They're not going to climb the ladder. They're not going to have any acrobatic moves off the ladder or anything of that nature like Seth Rollins and Corbin had on Monday. With their TLC matchup. So this is probably one of the matches I am least looking forward to. I don't give a shit about any of this match. So the winner clearly is going to be Braun Strowman because we're going to probably get Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar again at the Royal Rumble. So who do you have winning?
I got Braun Strowman winning, but I got different reasons. For one, Vince is supposed to show up Monday, and Kurt Angle's coming back Monday.
You know what happens when that happens, right?
Vince says he's coming back Monday to shake things up.
Vince McMahon, every time Vince McMahon got to come back on Monday, you know what that means? The ratings are low. And that means people that have not been watching myself. So when Vince McMahon comes back, we got to boost the ratings a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So... All right, ain't gonna shake things up. So, Bruh, you don't gotta shake shit up. Just write better.
Right.
Just fucking write better. But, we both got Braun Strowman?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, I'm about to say, because it don't need to be nobody else. For the Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey taking on Nia Jax. So, we knew that Ronda and Nia was going to happen after Evolution when Nia Jax won the Battle Royal.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see it. I heard Nia Jax had a stronger promo this past Monday on Raw than she did the last time with Tamina.
Probably. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it, and I'm not giving
up. Because you know what it is? They keep doing them fucking press conferences and shit, so it's like, I'm not watching this shit.
Yeah. Now, the first time Nia Jax and Ronda met earlier this year, it was a pretty decent match. I was actually into it. This time, I kind of don't care because the story I was telling was with Charlotte. And yeah. Now, since y'all panicked and y'all had Ronda come back that same night, it seemed like her attention's not even on Charlotte anymore. She don't care that she got embarrassed and got her ass whooped by Charlotte at Survivor Series. It don't make no sense to me. So this matchup, I don't see Nia Jax. I don't see Ronda Rousey losing the championship. I'm going with Ronda Rousey to win this matchup. And I don't see it going long, but Nia Jax will tap out. Tamina will not be a factor.
I agree.
All right, now we get to our main event matches. For the Intercontinental Championship, which in my opinion should be a ladder match, Seth Rollins takes on Dean Ambrose. And the reason why I don't think it's that this is going to be a ladder match, or they didn't choose to put a stipulation on there, is because I think these two guys are going to have a big match at Royal Rumble. They're going to either feud to WrestleMania, or if the rumor is true, if Seth goes against Brock at WrestleMania, then they're going to probably have a big match at Royal Rumble. Because these two have great chemistry, and they can have a great match. Have you seen any of the Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins saga from
2014? I didn't.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, I didn't.
I would recommend you go back and watch that. That was the rivalry of the year. They had a good rivalry, and those guys know, those two indie guys know how to have good brutal matches. And their street fight was great. Their Hell in a Cell was great. And one match that was really great was their ladder match. They had a ladder match at Money in the Bank 2015. It's hard to explain how you have near falls and ladder matches, but there were so many times where I was like, Seth gonna win this, or Dean gonna win this, and they didn't, and they swerved me. They invested me that well. That's how good these two are. However, now we're having a straight one-on-one matchup. Once again, like I said, this could have benefited from a ladder match, but I think they're going to have a bigger match at the Royal Rumble. I don't see Seth losing it here just yet, because I still think they have plans at the Royal Rumble. You know what? Honestly, I think Seth can lose it here, because you get the rematch at the Royal Rumble, and then Seth don't win it again, and then Seth can go on to Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. I'm thinking. So, you know what? I'm going to switch it. Even though I'm not, you know, Dean Ambrose has not been the Dean Ambrose I wanted to see, because I didn't even, they've been fucking him over. Uh-huh. With the way he's acting the heel and coming out with the gas mask and all that kind of stuff like that. I'm just like,
Like being Dean Ambrose?
Not really. I'm sorry. I'm thinking like, he has so much potential to be a really lunatic heel, pardon the pun. And I think they had a better way of, you know, explaining why he left the Shield opposed to, you know, him just, you know, like Seth was using him type thing. I think they could have just did something better with that. I think the breakup just came out of just like, because we had to turn him heel. This is what's going to happen. So I actually have Dean Ambrose winning this matchup. Give me your thoughts.
I got Dean winning too. I mean, I agree. I think we talked about it when they were. No, I don't know. We didn't talk about it, but like they were like, I know backstage, like Triple H and Vince were saying like who they want to win the Universal title at WrestleMania, and it was like I think Vince wanted Drew. Vince wants Drew to win, but Triple H wants Seth Rollins to win, and that's why they were. And yeah, they were saying like Triple H's plans was to keep Lesnar undefeated up to Mania and have Seth Rollins take the belt off of him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I could see. I mean, we get into that Mania season, so I could see Dean Ambrose winning that title, and Seth Rollins getting ready for the Universal title.
Okay, you know, because I'm glad he looked
at you. But then, you got Roman Reigns coming back. When he heals up, he gonna want his title back. Never mind, we'll get to that later.
Yeah, I mean, well, is there news about Roman Reigns? I thought Roman Reigns gonna be out for like a couple of years.
No, Reigns is out. I mean, I think they said he was making a house show appearance, but he wasn't wrestling.
Gotcha.
I think he was just coming to update everybody, but he's still out.
Yeah, I would say Roman gonna be going for, like, I don't plan on seeing Roman Reigns until the Royal Rumble, maybe, of 2021, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't plan on seeing him for a while.
Unless he pulls a John Cena, wasn't John Cena supposed to be out for a minute and he came back to Royal Rumble like 12 weeks later?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he did come back because Cena's inhuman, but we are dealing with cancer here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and cancer for the second time, so yeah, it's pretty tough right there. For us, then we got for the WWE Championship, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. Now, I have not been following the story too much between Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles. I know they can have a good match, but the thing about this is, this could have been a ladder match also, because I've seen Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles one-on-one already.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of problems with that, because I recognize when it comes to a lot of Daniel Bryan dream matches, Kurt Angle dream matches, they're giving it to us on TV or bullshit pay-per-views because they don't know how long, you know, it's going to last. Things don't last forever. And right. Daniel Bryan could wake up and be injured tomorrow and he could have to retire again. And AJ Styles is 41 years old. So, you know, after a while, it's like, okay, we got to get this match out the way. So, give everybody the matches that they want right now. So, that's why they had Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles on SmackDown. And they had it again at, what show was that? Oh, the SmackDown Before Survivor Series. And now they're having that TLC.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I've just seen AJ Styles in a damn near perfect TLC match with Dean Ambrose 2 years ago. Granted, that was 2 years ago, and granted, you're not in there with Daniel Bryan. So, but I'm just saying, you know, I think they could have worked a ladder match. I'm just saying, I just hate seeing the same one versus one singles match. Because there ain't much you can really do after you've done most of everything you got. But I have Daniel Bryan retain the championship. AJ goes to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I agree. I could take that. I don't... See, my thing is, like, this new face Miz, I feel like they're going to integrate him into this title picture, so...
Oh, yeah, see, well, yeah, this new Miz and Shane thing is the less I talk about, the less of a headache I'll have.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
I'm so glad that they're not on the card. I'm like, why is this even a thing?
Right. I'm surprised AOP not getting a rematch.
Bruh, like I said, we already got too many matches. And then, first of all, I'm still like, why did they even lose him in the first place? I don't get it.
Me neither.
But, you know, hey, what the hell, right?
Yep.
Main event time, in my personal opinion, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte versus Asuka, triple threat tables as a cheers match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This should main event the whole show. What you think?
I agree.
Yes. I think
that's my main event.
Yeah, exactly. So this past week on SmackDown, I know Asuka stood tall over Charlotte and Becky Lynch, which gives me all the signs in the world that she's not winning.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start with you. Who do you think walks out the new SmackDown Women's Champion?
I don't think nobody's walking out the new SmackDown Women's Champion. I think Becky going to retain.
That would be kind of hot. That would be kind of
hot. She's going to retain. Asuka is there to take the pinfall. They're not going to make Becky look weak and lose the title. They're not going to make Charlotte look weak and get her ready for Ronda.
No, this is a TLC match. They're going to hang that belt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
This is a standard TLC match. That belt going to be hanging above the ring.
Okay. Never mind then. Yeah,
Braun Strowman and Corbin got nothing to fight for, so that's why this pinfall's in that matchup. But in a TLC match, no, it's like a ladder match with tables and chairs also. So they're going to hang that belt.
Becky definitely winning then. Charlotte going to do that, I was about to say dumbass moonsault, but she actually has a pretty good moonsault. But she going to do that. She going to be prideful. That flare blood going to start pumping. She going to do a moonsault instead of going for the belt.
Uh-huh.
Becky going to win this, man.
Okay. As much as I want Asuka to win this, but it wouldn't make the right move, I have Charlotte winning. I have Charlotte winning because I think they're going to lean her more towards the heel way. I think you want to have the Becky Ronda match that never happened. And I think, now this is reaching, don't get me wrong, this is reaching, but I have Charlotte winning the matchup, right?
Yep.
And then you build up to Asuka versus Charlotte 2 at WrestleMania, and then you give Asuka the Mania moment she didn't get this past year. Then you put Becky in the Royal Rumble. She wins the Royal Rumble and decides to go after Ronda. So we can get that Becky versus Ronda rematch that never happened. Because they were supposed to go get each other at Survivor Series, and that was being billed to be a very good matchup. I was excited to see it, but Becky got injured. Uh-huh. So I would say, like, no, don't. You know, the iron can still be hot. Screw the Charlotte thing over. Or they can do, because I don't know what the Horsewoman plan is, but right now I don't see Shayna and all them coming up just yet. I don't know what the Horsewoman's plan is, but
right.
Well, either that or I can see because if Becky retains, what happens now? I mean, she already beat Asuka. She already beat Charlotte. Who goes up against Becky at the Royal Rumble? You don't want to see Charlotte and Becky again because that rivalry is done. You don't want. I don't really need to see Asuka and Becky because, you know, it's like, yeah, I got it, but not really. If you got to put some wrinkles into it. You make Charlotte be the winner. At the Royal Rumble, Charlotte can either have her rematch with Ronda Rousey. Y'all can be like, you know what? We got a whole women's Royal Rumble. Because remember earlier this year when they were here in Philly, the champions didn't have a match. They sat outside and watched the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
This year, you can do the same shit, but just have Ronda versus Charlotte, the rematch, because you got to sell tickets inside of a baseball stadium. This is the first time the Royal Rumble is going to be outside. The first time it's going to be in a baseball stadium. So you have to sell the tickets and put some big marquee matches on there. So we see how good Charlotte and Ronda was, but this time Charlotte be the champion and Ronda be a champion. That gives the champion something to do. And then you just put everybody else in the Royal Rumble, have Becky win the Royal Rumble, and she goes on to face. She picks Ronda to go face her at WrestleMania, and then y'all can do Asuka versus Charlotte too, and then have Asuka win the title at Mania.
I like that.
Like I said.
I run with that idea. That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm saying it kind of a reach, but you know what I'm saying. But you know, I'm gonna keep. I kind of have faith in that, so that's what I'm gonna go with on that one. So guys, That was TLC. Our predictions real quick. I did not see NXT this past weekend or 205 Live. So, I did want to mention, though, we had a couple wrestling deaths last week, and I didn't get to a chance to talk about it on the podcast, which was Kurt Hennig's granddad, Mr. Perfect's dad.
Mm-hmm.
He passed
away. Yeah, I saw Curtis Axel. Yeah, I saw Axel talking about that.
Yeah, he passed away, and he was before my time, but somebody who I did watch when I was younger passed away, the Dynamite Kid. Now, are you familiar with the Dynamite Kid at all?
Not at all.
The Dynamite Kid is Chris Benoit 1.5. He was Chris Benoit before Chris Benoit, because he's the one that trained it, and Chris Benoit took on the name for a little bit. They're built the same and everything, but he was in a tag team with the British Bulldogs, him and Davey Boy Smith, and they were a tag team in the late 80s, early 90s. Now, great wrestler, but he was not the greatest person ever in life. And if you was to read some stories about, like, the Dynamite Kid, you'd be like, that guy's a sick individual. It's kind of like Ultimate Warrior in a way, where I'm just like, that guy's a sick individual. Like, this guy, you know, unfortunately, he's passed away. You don't want to talk about nobody when they're down and they can't defend themselves. But the Dynamite Kid ain't got no good stories, bro. And I was actually listening to some wrestling podcasts. For anybody who's interested, Solid Monster has the, on his YouTube channel and on his podcast, he talks about the self-destruction of Dynamite Kid. Some of the stories he talks about on that, it's about a 22-minute thing on his podcast, or you can go right to his Sound Off Extra on his YouTube channel and just listen to that part of the podcast. And he talks about the shit that the Dynamite Kid used to do. And it's like really some bullshit, man. So I just wanted to mention those two real quick, because we didn't get a chance to do a podcast at all. But
right.
I do want everybody to stay tuned, because we are going to be doing the best and worst of 2018 No Gimmicks Needed Wrestling Podcast. On that podcast, we're going to talk about the greatest things that happened in 2018 in wrestling, such as us going to the Royal Rumble in Philly, WrestleMania, you know, a lot of other good things that's happened. You know, Ronda Rousey coming over. There has been some good things at WWE in this year. And we're going to talk about, you know, the shitty things, like the worst Raw ever, or, you know, this guitar.
SmackDown 1000.
You know, like, we're going to talk about that kind of stuff.
Ooh, that's going to be good. Yeah. We doing a top 10, top 5?
Yeah, we doing top 10, top 5. And on that podcast, we will reveal who the winner is of the Season 3 Fantasy Draft. Season 2.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
I've been very busy, but I'm going to count them all up, and we're going to do that podcast. That podcast is going to be ready for you guys the week after Christmas, before the new year. So we're going to get on there. We're going to talk about all the things of 2018 that we liked, that we hated, what the bright future is for 2019, and all that great stuff. So make sure you guys tune in for that. Hit the subscribe button. If you guys are, if you're listening to us on YouTube, or, you know, you can email us. I actually kind of want y'all go out there and email some wrestling questions or things you had to talk about 2018 at therealnerdcoalition@gmail.com. Once again, that's therealnerdcoalition@gmail.com, spelled CoalitiOn, because I'm trying to make that a big podcast. So I already know Q Flow is down. I'm going to try to get Quattro on this Lay Sketch and all the other wrestling fans that's on there, and we can just have a good old talk about 2018. But in the meantime, that's what I wanted to do. This podcast is mainly to go for the predictions of TLC. I have, like I said, I've not been watching wrestling. I've been getting ready for the Christmas holiday, as you should be. So,
oh yeah,
Exactly.
I'm getting ready for vacation.
Exactly. You got Kofi about to go on vacation, and then when we come back, when he comes back, we got a whole Christmas party to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then right there is gonna be Christmas time.
I love December, man.
Oh yeah,
I love December.
December is gonna be is great, man. I'm telling you right now. So many great things, and on top of that, I mean, look, you know, there's so many things for me to do. I gotta go see Aquaman. You got to go. Real quick, I know this is the wrong topic for the wrong podcast, but you got to go see Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I've been seeing perfect scores.
You have got
that,
to go
and,
see
the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah, you have got to go see Into the Spider-Verse. You've got to go see it. You cannot leave 2018 and not see that movie.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna make the attempt. I got all these days off.
Yeah.
Even when I come back from vacation, I'm gonna make the attempt.
Exactly. But in the meantime, make sure you guys check out Spaces Philly. But that's gonna be a part of. Check out their podcast, The Market Dark Show, and Both Sides, and check out also the No Gimmicks Needed Wrestling Podcast, the Nerdgasm Talk Podcast, along with Drunk Thoughts, Sober Tongues, and Turntables Hip Hop Culture and Beyond. Make sure you guys listen to us on Stitcher, podcast app, Google Play Speaker, and SoundCloud, along with YouTube Premium if you guys will listen to us on YouTube as well. So once again, we're going to end it right there. I will come back and give you guys a TLC review once I watch it tomorrow, and to see if I'm going to be interested in watching Raw on Monday and SmackDown on Tuesday, depending on how TLC goes for me. So once again, this is NC, the place to be, Children, Mr. Andy, and also the man, the myth, the reality, Q-Flow, Flow the Rookie.
All right, everybody, take it easy and have a great holiday.
You do have a great holiday as well. And once again, Q-Flow, take us out.
We're bringing nerdgasm to your ears. Welcome to the show. We don't need any gimmicks, you already know. So sit back, relax, and hit the like button. Go and share with your friends and keep the likes coming. Swag on trivia and prompts top five. Either way, it's fun and you're hearing it live. Join with your host, Mr. A&E. Yeah, you know it's the place to be. It's NC.